Okay, Chevra, so this week's Haftorah is Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, right? Shabbat Shuvah. The last perek in Hosea, and then there are different practices of adding psukim from Yoel and Micha, etc. But the major part of the Haftorah is Shuvah Yisrael. Question, right? Obviously, we call this Shabbat Shabbat Shuvah because of the Haftorah. But one could have made a strong case that last Shabbat should have been called a Shabbos or Tshuva, because we read Parshas Nitzavim, and in Parshas Nitzavim, at least according to the Ramban, I have a mitzvah of doing Tshuva, v'shavta ad Hashem lo'ikecho v'shamata v'kolo, that's a mitzvah of doing Tshuva, so how come I call this week Shabbos Tshuva, not last week? So, Rev Aaron Zichron Levracha has an essay about whether the word Tshuva is appropriately translated as repentance or return. Repentance means that I did a sin and I need to rectify it. Return is that there's a gap between a human and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you're trying to bridge that gap. One could argue that tshuva in the sense of return does not involve chait. By definition, humans are mortal, humans are finite. Humans are lacking, but we're supposed to try to bridge that gap between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So even without chait, there's tshuva in that sense. And in fact, if you read Parshas Nitzavim, never do you see that there's really a chait. It doesn't say that Klal Yisrael did averus, right? It says that, right, you have all these curses and you're going to be in Gos and you'll return to Hashem, right? The psukim in Nitzavim itself don't speak about chait. It's about returning to Hashem. That is one type of tshuva. That's the tshuva of return. And we call it Shabbos tshuva this week because tshuva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta b'avonecha, because it's about repentance, not return. That's nekuda rishona. Nekuda shniya. When I go through the psukim, and this point that I'm making is from Rav Avram Rivlin, who's the mashgiach in Karim B'Yavne, he points out that the first two psukim in the Haftorah present two different types of tshuva. Remember, when I'm talking about tshuva in the sense of repentance, there are two types of tshuva of repentance. Let me just give you an example. I remember a number of years ago, one of Rabbi Blau's children got engaged on Shabbos tshuva. And like, I remember talking to Dr. Blau, and like, she says, oh, people are making jokes. How can your kid get engaged on Shabbos Shuvah? And the answer was, oh, you never heard of Tshuva Me'ahava, right? It's like a thing, right? So there's a difference between Tshuva Me'ahava and Tshuva Me'yira. There are two different types of Tshuva, right? That's given. The Gemara tells me that Tshuva Me'yira, so Zidonos, right? Nasuwa Kishkagos. If I didn't have Me'ez, I did it deliberately, it becomes like an Aver B'Shaikik. But tshuva me'ahava, zedonos nasolo zechuyos, that the avera that I did actually is transformed into a mitzvah. That's the beauty of a tshuva me'ahava. Marvelous. You read the psukim. Tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem lo'ikecha, ki koshalta bavonecha. Next pasuk. Chuy machem devarim, v'shuvu el Hashem. What's the difference between ad and el? So the Malbim comments, the ad in Chazal can mean ad v'lo ad b'chlal, right? El might mean all the way there. Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki kashalta b'avonecha. The first pasuk is talking about a tshuva me'yira. Tshuva me'yira is not going to get all the way to Ribbono Shel Olam. Gedol tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakaved is tshuva me'ahava. That is, Kichu Machem Dvarim, Veshuvu El Hashem. Right? The second tshuva, the second pasuk in the Haftorah, is Tshuva Me'ahava. It's interesting, and Rav Rivlin quotes this from the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Goldvecht, the uncle of the Rosh Hashiva NYU, Rav Goldvecht, the Rosh Hashiva KBY, Rav Goldvecht, and I was there. He points out that the first pasuk is Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. You have the Midas Harachamim and the Midas Hadin, both. The second pasuk is, right, Kum Yachem Dvarim v'shuvu El Hashem, only the Midas HaRachamim. Tshuva Me Yira. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. There still is an element of Midas Hadin that remains. It's still Hashem Elokecha. But when you do a Tshuva Me'ahava, so then it's only Vishuvu El Hashem. It's only Midas Harachamim. You do Tshuva Me'ahava, so there's no Midas Hadin at all. So I think these are beautiful thoughts, actually, when it comes to entering Yom HaKippurim. It's important to do tshuva. Kichui machem devarim, by the way, means the din of vidui, that you have to articulate the tshuva. The Rambam writes that part of the vidui has to be that you articulate all the aspects of the tshuva. The charet, the zivus achet, and the kabbalah asid all have to be part of the vidui. Right? That's kichui machem devarim. Kichui machem devarim also means, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shar Aleph Os Mem Aleph, that there's a din to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam that our tshuva should be accepted. Right? So whatever it is, whether tshuva means return, or that was last week. Tshuva means repentance. Right? By the way, tshuva has returned last week, I think is connected to the theme of Rosh Hashanah. All we talk about in Rosh Hashanah is Malchus Hashem. We talk about how great God is. Okay, you want to return to God? No God. How great is God? Okay, that's what you're shooting for. That's return. Tshuva is repentance. That's the next thing. Tshuva of repentance is this week's Haftorah, Kikoshat Vavonecha, and there are two types of tshuva of repentance in the sense of Ahava and Yira, Hashem Elokecha versus Hashem. Okay, Chevra. We should just have a Gemar Chesimotoy by Gutke Ben Shtyar. Kadosh Baruch Hu should, Kichui Machem Dvarim, should answer our tefillos, and everything should be for next year just wonderful. Kadosh Baruch Hu just give us a marvelous year of growth in Torah, in Yira Shamayim, in our interpersonal relationships, in everything. Okay, Chevra, have a marvelous Yontiv Gmach Sima Tayva Gotyar.
Thank you so much.
Otav.